morning, Casey. It is a Rocket and Tracy show. Coming up in a couple minutes, we'll give you a chance to win some money with our birthday game. Pretty cool because you can use that money and buy a few pre-sale tickets for Red, White, and Boom. It goes on exactly at 10 o'clock.
Yep, and you have to have the code MIX, M-I-X.
And with the birthday game today, a chance to win money. Also, opening day my way. As you know, I'm kind of a wimp when it comes to crowds. So I will be at Trezzo, rain or shine. There'll be an opening game on somewhere. We'll have gourmet hot dogs and nachos. We'll give you a gift card and get you a ride there with Z Trip. So that'll happen in about 15 minutes.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Officials in Chicago are outraged after prosecutors dropped all charges against actor Jussie Smollett. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says justice was not served.
You all know where I stand on this. Do I think justice was served? No. Where do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
He was being prosecuted for allegedly lying to police about an alleged racial attack. All records in the case are being sealed. The mayor was very upset about it. He said that the whole case was just a whitewash, and it shows how if you're famous enough and have enough money that you can get away with things. Then Jussie actually talked to the crowd afterwards.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I'm a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't.
It's just, I can't even listen to him.
He's going to do community service, and like he doesn't get to, he forfeits his $10,000 bail, and they're saying they can still do federal charges because, you know, he tampered with the mail. He sent something in the mail, and that's a crime, so.
How can you sit there and say that it happened when you got a check paying these two brothers?
They're saying now that was for training, personal training.
Oh.
Whatever. Justin Bieber had to deal with an unwelcome guest yesterday when a woman entered his Laguna Beach hotel room. The 36-year-old intruder had allegedly been escorted off the hotel property earlier in the day after she started wandering the halls. She later returned and tried to get back into her own room, but just accidentally went to Justin Bieber's room by mistake. His security team escorted her out and detained her until police arrived, and then she was arrested and charged with trespassing. Meanwhile, Justin Bieber is hitting back at the claim that he only married Hailey Baldwin out of revenge against his ex-girlfriend, Selena Gomez. He shared a photo of Baldwin on his Instagram yesterday and said, someone in the comments said that he does not actually love her and only married her to get back at Gomez. He said that he does still love Gomez and she will always hold a place in his heart, but he is head over heels in love with Baldwin and she is the best thing that has ever happened to him. He also said that people do not support Baldwin, they do not support him. Actor Keanu Reeves, super cool. We already knew that, but this just proves it. He helped out his fellow passengers when their plane was diverted due to a mechanical issue. So once they were on the ground, he actually organized a van ride for everyone. And he entertained, kind of like, like a tour guide on the van.
His population is around 380,000. Making it the 9th most populous city in California and the 52nd most populous city in the nation.
Pleasure to meet you. Oh, good Lord. Thank you.
That's kind of cool.
I love that. And speaking of kind of cool, John Legend, he just looks like a super cool dad. He writes music. He seems like a good husband. And this is an Instagram video of him and his cute little daughter, Luna, which, by the way, have you seen her? She's a mini-me.
She's adorable.
She's like a baby version of John Legend. And they're singing Baby Shark.
Luna, do you know what's on my shirt?
Yeah.
What is it?
Daddy Shark.
Daddy Shark.
Mommy Shark.
That belly, Mommy.
You know what it just reminds you of? Because when Jen was little like that, she was very animated.
She sounded like that, too.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. And how'd she say? Purper. No. No more purper. No, I'm kidding. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Raising Cane's, proud partner of Lemonade Day, a program teaching kids the power of entrepreneurship. Learn more and sign up a child for free at RaisingCanes.com/Lemonade Day.
It's back. It's back. A true Kansas City tradition. Mix 93.3's Red. Red. White. White. And Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
Friday, June 21st at Arvis Bank Theater at the Midland. Featuring Best New Artist nominee, Bozzy.
What's up, everybody? I'm Bozzy.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Paparazzi. Also featuring rising superstar Lizzo. Formerly of Fifth Harmony, Allie Brooke. And Australian-born Betty Who. Get discounted pre-sale tickets at Mix93.com for just $19.33 this Wednesday and Thursday while they last. Just use code MIX. Mix93.3's Red, White, and Boom. June 21st at Arvis Bank Theater at the Midland. Powered by Cable Dahmer Automotive Group and Neil Harris Service Experts.